For those of you who know me, I have spoken at one or two seminars and written one or two papers over the years. This particular paper started out, the original version of it was drafted in about 2000. And the reason for that is home equity lending went into effect January 1st of 1998. And the original version of this paper was my best guess for all the way that lenders are going to screw up home equity lending. And actually, I was pretty smart because most of the stuff I said they were going to do wrong, they did. Then in 2003, they amended the Constitution to cure some perceived deficiencies in the home equity lending statute. The problem is, one big part of what they did is they listed cures. And before, it just said if you violate the statute, you have to cure. Well, now that tells us how you cure, and some of the cures are seriously offensive to me. Then around maybe 10 years ago, we started getting a flurry of cases from federal district courts primarily that said the statute of limitations on a home equity claim starts to run at closing. And so basically it's 4 years. Well, what happens with me is clients come in because they're going to get foreclosed on or they have some other problem. And anytime they have a home equity loan, I say, give me the whole package. And I look through it. Most of the violations are fairly obvious. And I can tell you back many years ago, before all those district court opinions, I sued banks on a regular basis for violating the equity lending statutes and got some good results for some clients, and I actually had some trustees hire me also and got some good results for them. The good news is that we've had some recent changes which have brought back the possibility of doing home equity litigation. So for you debtors' attorneys, let me tell you, you need to look at this stuff.